It's time to shift your thinking. This is The Shift with Dr. Annette Azzalone. A program about health, a program about wellness, a program about good times, and taking your phone calls. The phone lines are open at 731-1230. That's 731-1230. Or toll free, 1-866-820-5528. That's 1-866-820-KLAV. Now, let's get the shift started. Here is Dr. Annette Azzalone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a fantastic day. As usual, I am. I want to remind everyone that Elemental Research, the sponsors for this show, are at 800-314-2884, and they have those wonderful angstrom minerals that are helping people maintain or obtain optimal health all across the nation. So give them a call, 800-314-2884. You can also see the products on drannette.com. That's drannette.com. Well, I don't know about you, but I've been hearing about the quote-unquote new American dream. And it's full of, well, you know what? There's the new dream out there. And here it is in a nutshell. Consider renting for the rest of your life instead of home ownership. Postpone college. Don't spend money. Save it. Put it in those retirement accounts that President Obama's taking away from us. And be happy about not spending money. Plan to work until you're 70. Live below your means forever. And they call that a dream? I hope you're shaking your head like I am. There's all kinds of unspeakable things going on. And the big thing right now is about the food. Now, as you know, nutrition is vital for your health. And if you cannot access healthy foods, then you will not be a healthy person. It's just the fact of life. Now, you probably heard that the Corn Refiners Association has petitioned the FDA to change the name for high fructose corn syrup to corn sugar. Now, they're going around claiming that the petition is in the interest of consumer clarity. Well, I think there's an important question about this. How can changing the name of a product consumers, you and I, have been familiar with for over 30 years actually lead to greater clarity? I ask you, really. Now, the corn refiners are claiming that it's because of significant confusion about HFCs and that corn sugar is a more accurate term for their product. But really, 30 years... we've all known to look for HFC on the product label, in the nutrition information, and the name should remain consistent, don't you think? That's so we can all continue to make informed decisions about what we put in our bodies. Wow, HFCs, they're subsidized, highly processed goop hidden in almost everything we eat. I dare you go down to the grocery store and pick up a can of corn or ravioli or whatever, and start reading the ingredients. 9 times out of 10, you will see high fructose corn syrup. Many experts believe that consuming these HFCs is linked to obesity and other diseases like liver disease, kidney disease, as well as diabetes. Go figure. We know that when we see high fructose corn syrup on a product label, that consuming that product can lead to eating more than you need, sooner than you need, because it has those sugar spikes and it messes with your metabolism. Rather than furthering the interest and accuracy with clarity, changing the name would actually create confusion and obscure the reality associated with the increasingly unpopular substance. There's more about that too coming up. So you'll want to keep listening. We're going to be talking about Monsanto quite a bit. Well, make no mistake, This is about the corn refiner's bottom line. Now, you know I always say, follow the money. Well, with these guys, all of them, follow the money and you will find the truth. Yeah, because it's all about greed. Greed is the downfall of mankind, in my opinion. So if this is about the corn refiner's bottom line, the more aware and informed we are about the dangers of HFCs, the more we'll seek alternatives and or avoid the product containing HFCs altogether. I know that in my home, we do. It's already happening all across the nation, and the corn refiners are feeling the pinch. Their petition is an effort to confuse consumers into buying products they are working diligently to avoid. So if you want to go and sign the petition opposing the corn refiner's petition, if you want to sign a petition to oppose a petition, go to regulations.gov, regulations.gov, that's regulations.gov. And at the bottom of the page, you'll see Corn Refiners Association Citizen Petition. Click on the link to the right and submit a comment. You can also send an email to Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of Health and Human Services, and Dr. Margaret Hamburg, the Commissioner of the FDA. So you can find that on regulations.gov. That's regulations.gov. Now, we're looking at some really interesting stuff with Monsanto going on. Monsanto, keep that in mind because it's insidious. They're insidious, terrible. Okay, so the United States Department of Agriculture is paving the way for genetically modified foods to take over our complete diet. As you know, they've passed the food safety bill, which makes it criminal for you to have burpee or heirloom seeds, the ones that you can dry and reproduce the next year, keeping the seeds from the plants that you grow. They're going to make that, that's making that illegal, and also sharing your crops with your family. You don't even have to sell it if you just give it to them. It is a federal crime, is what they say. Now, in the wake of the USDA's deregulation of GM alfalfa in January, came the approval of two more bioengineered crops in February. Ethanol corn and sugar beets. Now, sugar beets, it's interesting. If you remember a while back on the show, I was talking about the sugar beets. They have the Roundup resistant sugar beets. So they can spray all these horrible toxic poisons on the fields and it won't harm the beets. The downside of all of that is that, sure, we got a crop with no weeds in there, but we've got sugar beets that are coming out of the ground laden with Roundup poison. Doesn't sound good to me. It's a disappointment in the news to all of us who've been fighting against GMO takeover for years and to people like us who are more than ever mindful of their food's origin. Wherever the GM crops are planted, the soil will be pummeled with chemicals. Yeah, all kinds of toxic chemicals. Bioengineered food continues to penetrate the food supply of the country, furthering a decline in our health status. The USDA approved the crop, and it flies in the face of research showing inferior crop yields and providing evidence of harm to humans and the environment. They haven't taken any measures to protect against the cross-pollination. You know, if you've got one crop of regular old beets that are grown the old-fashioned way, and then across the way you've got a plot of these Roundup-resistant, they cross-pollinate, and it changes the whole nature of the crops when the seeds from these crops are, harvested. Wow. They haven't taken any measures to protect us from this cross-pollination. And in spite of the ruin that'll come eventually, most crop and soy crops will be destroyed. We have been ignored And the farmers have been ignored. I think that's very important. With all of our concerns, and we've been dismissed without even thought. They don't care. They just want your money. They don't care about your health. Now is the time for consumers and farmers to stand up and do something, or we're going to pay the price. We haven't lost enough yet, I guess, because there's still a lot of apathy going on. That's a true story. But in 2009, there was approximately 95% of all soybeans and 80% of all the corn in the U.S. that were grown from genetically engineered seeds. Monsanto dominates the production of the GM strains. Go figure. Is that a big surprise? I don't think so, especially with these two being the largest commodities here. In Europe, when they forced them to use the GMs, they approved three of the corn crops over there from Monsanto. And after a very short period of time, it came to light that, these three corn crops are toxic to mammals. Research was uncovered that these corn crops had been already shown in the lab with lab rats and mice that it would reduce their immune responses. They would have problems with reproduction, small litters, and small babies, and sometimes fatal. They would be born still. So there was all kinds of stuff going on. So this would explain why when you and I saw all of the burning of the crops over in France of the GMO corn, we know why. They didn't want to have their children to be affected by toxic crops. Okay, so rest assured, such control by the people in Monsanto was not an accident, and nor will it be. Evidence of underhanded deals to buyers to cut out the competition display the corporation's mega giants push for a monopoly. And our government is helping. It's supposed to be illegal to have a monopoly. I mean, what did they do to Bill Gates? I mean, they forced him to sell off and do this and that because they said he had a monopoly. But the government is running around monopolizing everything. They have a monopoly on our car industry, the banks, food now, everything. The only thing they still haven't gotten from us is our guns. And they're still trying. That's for sure. The Monsanto and these big giant corporations are also going after the farmers, the little guys, especially the little guys. And they don't want you growing your own garden in the backyard because that could be $5 a week out of your pocket that they would be missing. And they don't want that at all. And did you know that if a farmer, whether it be a home farmer or a big time farmer, if they have a crop that's cross-pollinated by Monsanto's crops, they can be sued for copyright infringement. Good heavens, there's something seriously wrong. Last year, at least a dozen state attorney generals in the Department of Justice launched its investigation on Monsanto regarding antitrust violations. Still, the government gives this company the green light to have more control over the food supply and the prices when they approve more GM crops. Looks like we're coming up on that break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about the obvious conflict of interest in the approvals. Then we talk about Keith Mudd, president of the Organization for Competitive Markets, who issued supportive statements of the Attorney General's investigation of Monsanto. We'll hear the highlights when we come back.
You're listening to The Shift with Dr. Annette Azzalone, a program about health, a program about wellness, a program about good times. Visit Dr. Annette online at drannette.com. Spell it all out, drannette.com. The Shift continues right after this.
We Would you eat a nail to get your iron? Of course not. Then why take mineral supplements that don't work? Whether it's plain old mineral tablets that sometimes pass through you, chelated minerals, or the big colloidal minerals, there is something better. Angstrom Liquid Minerals at healthshop101.com. Angstrom Liquid Minerals are more easily absorbed by the body because they're the smallest cell-ready liquid minerals. Up to 99.9% absorbable. Get more mineral for your dollar from healthshop101.com.
Welcome back to The Shift with Dr. Annette Haslow. Visit Dr. Annette online at drannette.com. Now, here again, Dr. Annette Haslow.
And again, I'd like to thank the sponsors for the show. That's Elemental Research Incorporated. And you can go to their website and check out what they have available at www.elementalresearchinc.com. You can also give them a call, 800-314-2884. And we were talking about this Monsanto deal with the GM Foods. And this Keith Mudd, president of the Organization for Competitive Markets, he had this supportive statement of the Attorney General's investigation of Monsanto. And the highlights are, quote, "We believe the company uses transgenic trait licensing agreements with independent seed companies as a tool to put smaller seed companies at a competitive disadvantage." Wow, that was kind of a mouthful. Here's another quote. "As a result, farmers and smaller seed companies face higher prices, fewer choices, and less innovation in the crop seed marketplace." Goes on, "Farmers are already struggling with rising fuel and chemical prices as well as planting problems," Mudd said. "And now they must contend with higher prices for crop seeds with less choice in the market." Now, Monsanto is maintaining a dominant position in the marketplace by buying up small competitors and merging with other companies. Last year, the Department of Justice agreed to allow Monsanto to acquire Delta and Pine Land Company, giving it a 90% share of the transgenic cottonseed market. Uh-oh. What now? I wonder if they're going to make clothes out of toxic cotton. I mean, if they can't get you to eat it, they'll make you wear it. What the heck's going on? Okay, so Monsanto is also entering into restrictive license agreements with seed dealers that are designed to gain market power. They want to have the 100% market share, restricting all competition and prevent innovation because they want to be the sole innovators. Greed, monopoly. You know, that's RICO, man. What's up here? There's another quote here. It says, "Independent seed companies are essential distribution channels for seed technologies, making up more than a quarter of the market," says Fred Stokes, OCM's executive director. He goes on to say, "We believe Monsanto's licensing agreements prohibit stacking its transgenic traits with non-Monsanto traits without any scientific reason. Farmers who prefer regional seed companies and their locally adapted varieties can't access non-Monsanto trait restricted under these contracts." Another big mouthful. So, you know, there's all kinds of things going on. And if you like WikiLeaks, there was a WikiLeak that came out, the GMO conspiracy reaches high levels of government. Yeah. There was a recent WikiLeaks cable that came out. Usually we see that these WikiLeaks are related to the U.S. war strategy and foreign policy. But in this case, the cables leaked had information regarding global food policy as it relates to U.S. officials. In the highest levels of government, that involves a conspiracy with Monsanto to force global sale and use of genetically modified foods. Uh-oh. We are in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. In 2007, there was a U.S. ambassador to France. His name was Craig Stapleton. And he conspired to retaliate against the European countries for their anti-biotech policies. Now, the cables that were released shows that there was, in the former administration, battle plans to extract revenge against Europe for refusing to use genetically modified foods. In the leaked cable, Stapleton writes, Europe is moving backward, not forward, on this issue, with France playing a leading role, along with Austria, Italy, and even the European Commission. Moving to retaliation will make clear that the current path has real cost to the EU interests and could help strengthen European biotech voice. End quote. Wow, there's an ambassador to France from the United States saying, let's get those guys because they're not complying with what we want. Oh, good heaven. Ambassador Stapleton goes on to write, Country Team Paris recommends that we calibrate a target retaliation list that causes some pain across the EU, since this is a collective responsibility, but that also focuses in part on the worst culprits. The list should be measured rather than vicious and must be sustainable over long term, since we should not expect an early victory. So these guys are in it for the long haul, ladies and gentlemen. They are planning on completely taking over everything and, soft kill of the population, which means poison them, make them sick, make them where they can't reproduce. Wow, come on. So if they're Monsanto, three strains that we have seen scientific data on that they had in Europe cause infertility, low birth weight, low birth rates, and even stillbirths, and problems with your immune system, hello, that's the way they're going. Soft kill, baby. It's really not fun at all to look at all this. And there was a study that concluded, and it was in the International Journal of Biological Sciences, that these three Monsanto GM corn varieties were toxic to mammals. So that's just the research is in the International Journal of Biological Sciences. Mm-hmm. There is a bunch of lists here on this I'm going to pass up because it has all these NK603, the laboratory designations for these things, but we won't go there. Now, there was a John Vidal who lobbied the Pope, I think. So he's the environmental editor for The Telegraph. Oh, he wrote about it. Cables from the U.S. Embassy in the Vatican show that the U.S. believes the Pope is broadly supportive of the crops after sustained lobbying of senior Holy See advisors. The U.S. State Department special advisor on biotechnology, as well as the government biotech advisors based in Kenya, whoa, lobbied Vatican insiders to persuade the Pope to declare his backing. There is a quote from the cable here that says, a Martino deputy told us recently that the cardinal had cooperated with Embassy Vatican on biotech over the past 2 years, in part to compensate for his vocal disapproval of the Iraqi war and its aftermath. To keep relations with the USG, United States government, smooth, according to our source, Martino no longer feels the need to take this approach. My goodness. There are U.S. diplomats that are working directly with or for Monsanto. Does that surprise you? Well, here is the guy. Where's his name? It's got to be right here. Aha! Taylor. Mr. Taylor. He works for the FDA right now. And he is the food safety czar. But you know what? Check this out. He's a former Monsanto executive. Conflict of interest, I would think. See me if I can find his name, the full name. You got it. Oh, Michael Taylor. Here it is. Because in this article, It says, if after reading these incriminating WikiLeaks cables confirming that U.S. government officials at the highest level are working directly with Monsanto, the biotech industry to control the world's food supply with genetically modified foods, ask yourself why our current food safety czar, Michael Taylor, is a former Monsanto executive who crafted the FDA's GMO-friendly policy while serving as the FDA's deputy commissioner for policy. Black and white, ladies and gentlemen, leaked government documents that show what's going on. We've got fake food. It's not even real food. What happened when you start messing with nature? It's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. She will have her revenge, I'm sure. And it will not be something that the big czars and government people will be happy about, I'm sure. And if you think that they're not having problems like this in Europe, think again. They are. And it's not just us. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can do a lot to fight this. Go ahead. Go to I'm looking for it and I can't find it. Secretary of State. You can go and write your congressmen, senators. Give them a call. Tell them, hey, man, no way. Well, in the 60s, it worked when we said, no, we won't go. Well, we can say, no, we're not going to eat that, can't we? I think so. So, ladies and gentlemen, take action. Some of the articles I was reading from were by Jeremy Scahill. He's very interesting. He wrote information about the Blackwater Black Ops. So I hope you have a wonderful day so you can get out there and sign the petitions. I can't find them. Where are they at? Can't find them, so I'll bring them to you next week. I hope you have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to The Shift with Dr. Annette Haslow. Visit Dr. Annette online at drannette.com. Spell it all out, drannette.com. Join us next time for The Shift with Dr. Annette Haslow.